It's all in the first half tonight, and you guys had it going before halftime.
Yeah, it was good. Good run. We were clicking, especially on defense. Kind of led up towards the end, but you know, tough night back to back. It's tough to always keep it going, but we finished the game well. And good.
You come off the bench, log 20 minutes tonight. That's the good news. Bad news is, I mean, you're doing it because guys are suffering from injuries. Kind of a bittersweet situation.
Right. You know, it's always tough when you have injuries, but you know, it's a long season, so that ends up being part of it, unfortunately. So for me, just staying ready. You know, that's all I can do.
All right, in this one, you get your 19th straight win. You guys led by as many as 21 points. Find yourself down by one with just a couple minutes left to go. Was it getting a little tight there at the end?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely getting tight. They hit a couple big shots, but we stayed resilient and went down the stretch. Didn't hit a big three. I got to the free throw line, made some big shots, and ended up pulling it out.
You found yourself kind of up and down, back and forth with the D-League, but here you are making contributions to a team who's the first in NBA history to finish a month 17-0. Right. What's that like to be part of history for you?
Oh, man, it's huge. You know, I've been here for 3 years, and nothing's been like this. You know, we've had winning seasons, but this is just another level, and so testament to our hard work and just buying into the system.
You guys wrap up the 7-0 homestand. Now you get back on the road for a game at least. It's a quick road trip, but you guys go to New Orleans. Does it refocus you, give you a chance for a little fresh start?
I think definitely just a little bit of refocus, just to get our legs back underneath. There's a lot of guys, there's a lot of minutes, and might show a little bit of fatigue towards the end, but you know, we get a day off tomorrow and get back to it on Monday.
We've been talking a lot in the media about your winning streak now at 19, hopefully 20 games on Monday night. Have the words win streak come from Coach Bud's lips?
Oh, no, I don't think anybody said that in the locker room, period. I think we're focusing on what we can do every day to get better.
All right, John Jenkins, one of the
team that's winning this much, but everybody in this locker room has something to do with some of these victories. How unique is it to be part of a team where that's the case?
That's huge because, you know, a lot of us are having to just stay ready. We're not always an opportunity, but when we get them, we're capitalizing. We're just working hard every day to keep doing that.
With all the attention the streak is getting, how hard is it? Because you guys are kind of like a defending championship team now, and the teams are coming in giving you their best effort, right, trying to be the team to put into that. How challenging has that been?
And that's the only part that's kind of different, is getting everybody's best shot. We're not really used to that. But, you know, it's going to happen now. So we need to be ready for it. And I think tonight was a good test, and we came back strong.
Discuss your journey. As mentioned, you've been up and down between the D-League and here. How have you been able to stay focused and be a professional and be ready when your number's called up like tonight?
I think my back surgery really just helped me out mentally and physically going through anything. I was out 10 months. So, and then coming back, I feel like I had a good training camp, but it just didn't work out for me. We're a deep team, and I mean, everybody sees that now. So being a D-League, it's how you view these things. You can either view it as a negative or a positive. I use it as a positive to try to get better, so when I come back here, I can contribute.